On Mindfulness by Gil Fronsdal. One of the things we're trying to do here is learn to pay attention to seeing what complicates our attention, where we get caught, and what makes it difficult. Because the place we get caught is also the place where we're going to feel stress. The place we get hung up is often a very important window into understanding how we're most likely to suffer or how we're more likely to cause problems in our life. So we start paying attention, which we all have the capacity to do, but we get interested in this practice. How is it that our ability to stay calmly connected to the present moment gets somehow disrupted? People who meditate will sometimes think that the disruption is the problem. Disruption sounds like a bad word. I got disrupted. I got caught. When we do this meditation practice, we try not to judge anything as being bad or inappropriate. Rather, we try to fold everything back into the attention. In other words, to notice this. Pay attention. What's going on? Notice this. Notice this. Ah, I just got caught. I heard someone cough, and it reminded me that my friend was sick, and I wondered if I should visit my friend in the hospital, and I wonder how late Kaiser is open, and then I notice I'm teaching a class. Oh, so it's an example of getting pulled in. It was an innocent example, but it could also not be so innocent. And so what we do is rather than saying that shouldn't have happened, I shouldn't have had that train of thought, what we try to do is fold everything back into the attention. Oh, look at that. That's what a disruption is like. That's what it's like for the mind to get hooked, get carried away. That's what it's like. That's what it's like. Do you understand the principle? It's a really important one. Sometimes people who've been meditating for 10 years haven't learned this one yet, haven't learned that there's nothing that doesn't need to happen. There's nothing that you should say, this shouldn't happen. Rather, it's one more thing to learn to pay attention to. And if you learn to pay attention well, there's freedom to be found in attention. In paying attention, there's a way of paying attention where you're not caught, trapped, oppressed, influenced, or driven by what's going on inside or outside yourself. And that gives you a tremendous power to go about your life. If you have the ability not to be pushed around by your inner compulsions or the pressures from the outside, we learn this by learning how to use the attention in a new way.